The results of the struggle. The war for control of the Netherlands went on for several years, even after Philip died in 1598. In the wars with Spain, the English had, above all else, assured their national independence. They had acquired an intense national spirit, a love of this other Eden, demi-paradise, this precious stone set in the Silver Sea, as Shakespeare wrote. And they had become more solidly Protestant, almost unanimously set against popery. With the ruin of the Armada, they were more free to take to the sea. We have seen how the English East India Company was founded in 1600. In the Netherlands, the battle lines swayed back and forth until 1609, when the two sides agreed to a 12-year truce. By this truce the Netherlands were partitioned. The line of partition ran somewhat farther north than it had in Parma's time, for the Spaniards had retaken Antwerp and other cities in the middle zone. The seven provinces north of the line, those that had formed the Union of Utrecht in 1579, were henceforth known as Dutch. The ten provinces south of the line were known as the Spanish Netherlands. Protestants in the south either became Catholics or fled to the north, so that the south,